5-7. I'll read those words tonight to begin. He said, "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." I'm thinking tonight about the mystery of iniquity and how even in Paul's day, almost 2,000 years ago, it was already at work because of Satan. And Satan had a man that he planned to bring upon the world that would rule the entire world and make it one world government and would be under Satan. Because remember, Satan is the god of this world and he wants to run everything. And he wants his fake kingdom to come to earth and be on this earth, not the kingdom of Christ. He's always fighting. And so he's raising up a Jewish antichrist to lead Israel to worship this globalist Gentile leader. And it talks about this. And he said that the mystery of iniquity is already at work to bring about this one world government. Now, it's been hindered. It says there, he who letteth now letteth will continue to let. What that means is hinders. The word let's an old English word. It means to hinder. In other words, that there's somebody that is stopping the Jewish Antichrist from coming to power to lead Israel to worship the globalist dictator, the beast. And that there is somebody that's hindering that. Now, does anybody know who that is, that person? It says it's a he. Who is that person who hinders the coming about of this mark of the beast, of this one world government, and every nation being under one man, and every individual being under that man's thumb?
Michael the Archangel.
Michael the Archangel. Amen. Good job. You get a star. Yeah, wasn't that good, Bobby? And how many knew that, by the way? All right. You knew it, Bobby? All right. Well, Michael the Archangel. And the Bible is very clear about that. I won't go into it, but I will tell you where to find it. Daniel 12, verse 1, and Revelation 12, 7 through 10 says that Michael the Archangel is going to fight a great war. And he's going to fight it in heaven. He's going to fight it against Satan and his angels. And Michael and his angels will fight. It will duke it out. It's in Revelation 12. You can look it up there in verses 7 through 10. And also you can see it in Daniel 12, 1. And when that war takes place, who's going to win, Brother Jose?
Michael the
Archangel is going to win. And at that time, just because he wins does not mean that he's going to put his foot on Satan's neck. No, he's going to kick him out of heaven. You see, Satan can go to heaven now. Did you know that? Read the book of Job. It tells you Satan is one of the fallen angels. He comes before God. He can talk to him. He can talk to him about you. And if you come to his attention. And he has to get permission from God to do anything to you. That's good news, amen? So I pray, don't give him permission. You gave it to Job, but I pray for mercy. But anyway, he can go to heaven. But after that, no Satan in heaven. No, none of his fallen angels in heaven. So he's called the prince of the power of the air. He flies around in outer space. But he also will be banished to the earth. And he will take up his residence on earth. And that's why the Bible says that is going to be a terrible time. In fact, the worst time in world history as far as opposition and persecution of God's people. And that period of time will happen after he's kicked out of heaven by Michael, the hinderer, the one that letteth and hinders Satan from work. And he's going to let Satan do what he's always wanted to do. Michael will not stop him. And he wants to get after Israel. He will not stop him. He wants to bring in world government. He will not stop him. And so Satan will get to do that. That period of time when Satan is allowed to do that is called the what in the Bible, Luke?
Great Tribulation.
The Great Tribulation, or Philipsis, persecution, I'm sorry, persecution of the saints. And it will be a time of great pressure, and it's coming to this earth. And by the way, already, right now, people are stating it very clearly. I just heard a lady say it. Klaus Schwab says it. Noval Harari says it. And all these people are saying it. Bill Gates has a corner on it. And what is it that you will not, they're saying, that every transaction made on planet Earth will be monitored. And so they can come to you and say, you bought too much this and that, and you're not allowed to buy bullets, you're not allowed to buy weapons, you'll have everything controlled by the global. And the lady was talking about it today that I was listening to, and she said, oh yes, this will be a good thing, but it will create a tension between the state and the individual. Yeah, it'll do that. It'll create a tension. Because they'll control everything. And that's what Satan has wanted, and he is trying to work that out. And so he's going to do it. Now, we have been talking about that happening in the middle of the 7 years. But we've been talking about what's going to happen right now up until the middle of the 7 years and to the beginning of the 7 years. And we've said that what may be happening right now in the Middle East may be the beginning of what war that Michael will help out the Jewish people during this war. Michael will hinder Satan from doing what Satan wants to do, which is to destroy Israel.
I was going to say Psalm 83.
Yes, Psalm 83. That these nations that are really Arab nations living in the Promised Land. That's the best way to put it. Arab nations living in the Promised Land who believe that they are given the promise through Ishmael, Abraham's son Ishmael. And they believe through Isaac's son Esau, not Jacob. No, it's through Isaac's son Jacob. And it's through Abraham's son Isaac that the blessing comes. Not through Ishmael and not through Esau. And that doesn't mean God doesn't love Arabs. God loves Arabs. God loves the world. But he chose to save the world through the Jews. Hey, I didn't write it. God did. And Jesus is a Jewish Messiah. So you've got to accept that. And if you want to fight that and you want to hate and be hating on that and envious of that and anti-Semitic, well, then you're doing Satan's work. And you can't be saved. You have to submit to God. And so that is a problem. And so there are these wars and the anti-Semitism that has arisen on college campuses and has arisen all over the world is the worst in my lifetime. That is of Satan. Because Satan wants to wipe out Israel so that God's promises can be made mockery of, that he's not faithful, Tom, that he's not going to keep his promises. That's what Satan wants you to believe. And number two is that he's trying to wipe out Israel to stop God's kingdom because he wants his kingdom to come to earth, his global government, under his man and his men, and under him, you see, where he calls the shots, so you can't do anything without his permission. You know something I found out about the devil? He is a control freak. He is a control freak. He wants to control everything. By the way, the only person I know that's worthy to control everything is God.
Right.
God may give you responsibilities, but don't you become a control freak. You're not God. You're just a servant of God. He can take you out like that. And he'll do it if you get too high and uppity. Or he'll take you down like he did in Nebuchadnezzar, you see. He'll humble you. And so God doesn't want any rivals, you know. And Satan is his chief rival. The word Satan means in opposition to. He is in opposition to the rule and control of Almighty God. And so that's what he's trying to do. Kill Jews to stop the kingdom of God. Because he knows, Satan knows the Bible. He's very astute as to biblical prophecy. He knows when the Jewish nation as a whole accepts Jesus Christ by faith as their Messiah, that the kingdom of God will come to earth. And King Jesus will sit on the earth on top of the mountain up there called Zion. And by the way, Zionism is, it may have men that are involved in it from Theodore Herzl on and Dreyfus and all that on, but Zionism is not a movement of a bunch of Jews, apostate Jews. It's a movement of God. And don't listen to anybody that doesn't see that because they don't have their mind in the book. Right. Zionism is of God. Right. God says in Ezekiel 36, and God says in Ezekiel 37, that he will gather the Jews back in unbelief. He'll have dry bones shake and rattle and roll, and then bone will come together with bone. That's Zionism, Zion First Zionist Congress in the 19th century over in Europe. That's Zionism under Theodore Herzl. And then it came about under the English government. When they took over the Ottoman Empire, the English government called for a homeland for the Jews in Zion. Amen. And that was set up, but then the English didn't keep their promise. And then Hitler tried to kill all the Jews under Satan. And God used that to bring them back and force the United Nations to recognize Israel as a homeland for the Jew, only about as big as the state of New Jersey, but it's fixing to get bigger. Because Michael is not restrained from restraining the devil, and he's not going to let Satan kick Israel out of their land. In fact, Psalm 83 war is going to be won. And Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7 is going to happen. And all of these prophecies, like Ezekiel 25, verses 12 through 17, is going to come about. Isaiah, we talked about Isaiah 17, 1 through 9, the destruction of the city of Damascus. It's going to become a ruinous heap in one day. Maybe through this war right now happening, you see. Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39, there's going to be an attack on Iran from the air, and it's going to bomb their nuclear ICBM missile sites in central and western Iran and take them out and cause a nuclear disaster, we believe, that will make the Iranian people have to scatter all over the earth. Listen, that is God preserving Israel. Did you know Israel took out the Ocurk, Iraq nuclear power plant back in the 1980s? They took out the Syrian one after that in Syria, and they will take out the one in Iran. Mark my words, the Bible says it will happen. And so I'm just saying to you, God opened my eyes through study that between now and the Great Tribulation, when Michael will let Satan have at it, it will be the time of Jacob's trouble. And Satan will have the opportunity to put them on the run. And they will be chased and hounded and have to hide out in where southern Jordan is today, in the mountains of Petra and in the wilderness of Judea. I've been to wilderness of Judea, and I know that's harsh country, but they'll have to hide out like David did from the beast and the Jewish Antichrist. And oh, it's going to be a terrible time. But between now and then, God is working, you see. And this tells us that we're in the last days. And what we're talking about tonight, what I want to talk to you about tonight, is I want to challenge you to hinder the globalist plan for this planet. To hinder the globalist plan for this planet. It says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth or hindereth will let or hinder until he is taken out of the way. But he's not taken out of the way yet. Amen? I know that because I know the Bible. And you could know that too. He's not taken out of the way. Michael is still working to hinder Satan. Michael is still fighting in the heavenlies. So you can pray for that. And you and I can pray that we can live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty and get the gospel. You and I can stand against the globalist plan. for world government, because though we're not the hinderer, we are the salt of the earth, and we work with the angelic bands, amen, and God wants us to do that. We need to understand that tonight. You have a part to play to hinder the plan of the globalists, which is getting closer to being fulfilled. Satan is licking his chops, and the globalists are stating by 2030 they want to control all buying and selling on the planet. Did you hear me? That's their plan. And so tonight, I want to look at two things under the heading of you're hindering the globalist plan for this planet. And I want to say, number one, by you're not being ignorant of their plan, generally speaking. By you're not being ignorant of their plan. Here's what it says in 2 Corinthians 2:11. It says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. You see, Satan wants to run the world, as I said. He wants to have a Jewish Antichrist raised up that will lead the people of Israel in religious worship, but not to worship Jehovah God, but to worship a man called the Gentile beast, ruler of the world. He wants the Jewish Antichrist to lead Israel and then the rest of the world, because the Jew first, astray to worship his man, Satan's man. I personally believe Satan's man is somehow Hitler coming back. And it could be by cloning. Could already have been happening. But at any rate, he will be over the European Union, which is the revived Roman Empire, and he will be over a worldwide government that will be expanded to rule the entire world. The ruler of the world is not going to be China, though Satan is using China, and it's not going to be Russia, though Satan can use Russia. The ruler of the world are going to be the Western globalists. The Western globalists. And Europe is going to rule the world, and it'll expand into the Middle East, and it may break up the world into sections. Or the European Union has had 10 original nations that have never changed, by the way. Did you know that? But at any rate, this is coming to a world near you, and we know that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's plan. And it says in the Bible, and this is a very important scripture about not being ignorant, all right? Here's what it says in Daniel 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be greatly increased. Now listen, this has two meanings. One is knowledge generally shall be greatly increased. I believe we see it exponential explosion of knowledge, and also scriptural prophetic knowledge shall be greatly increased, enhanced by technological ability to communicate that knowledge. I believe they work together, and they're both true. Knowledge shall be greatly increased. That's why I'm saying to you tonight, when knowledge is increased, why should you be ignorant of what God's plan is? You should be very knowledgeable of what God's plan is. And I studied Daniel the prophet. I preached on Daniel the prophet. It's on our website. I can understand the words of Daniel. But it says right here, if you read chapter 12, verse 4, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Now, I believe we're living in the end of the end. The end began with Christ's first coming, but the end of the end is in the end of the church dispensation, and we're getting very close to that. Why do I know that? Because God is giving us more understanding of Daniel and more understanding of the book of Revelation. Now, they had it at the beginning, but now at the end, it's coming out, and more people are understanding it. More Bible teachers are understanding it and teaching it. And so this information is getting out there, and God wants you not to be ignorant of that. And first of all, he's given you the ability to have general knowledge. Now, when I was younger, if I wasn't apprenticed by a plumber, I couldn't do plumbing. If I wasn't apprenticed by a carpenter, I couldn't do carpentering, and so forth. But you know what the millennials can do right now? Just get on YouTube. That's exactly what's in my notes. YouTube videos. And this guy here, he could be a dummy, but he could be as smart as you want, because he can get on that YouTube video and just get on there. My son-in-law, he knew nothing. He had a master's degree, brilliant man in that realm, intellectually, my oldest daughter's husband, but he did not know any carpentry. His dad knew it, but he didn't learn it. He was too off getting degrees. But when he wanted to remodel my daughter's house in Florida and his house, he just got YouTube videos. And he did everything. That guy could do anything now. He could do bathrooms, anything. He's done everything in that house. He's beautified that house. He does it with YouTube videos. Doesn't that sound like knowledge greatly increasing? And many running to and fro, not only on jets, but right on the internet. You could go here to this guy, and he could come right up on your screen and run to and fro and tell you how to, well, look at my son. He got a book. And my son's a dentist. He's learned how to work on cadavers, and do work on cadavers, because he's been in medical school and gotten his doctor's degree right at the top of his class. He's brilliant on all that stuff. But my youngest son, when he shot that buck, what did he do? He flipped on a YouTube video. So there he is right away. He's got a YouTube video. This is how you gut a buck, Joe. And there he goes, and he's cutting it, and he wanted to make sure he did it right. Just followed that. That is amazing. That's where we live now. And your generation, generation Y and Z, the millennial generation, Gen Z, they have that knowledge. And so you can understand those things. There's another thing that I see happening. Alex Jones wrote a book called The Great Awakening. How many have heard of that book, The Great Awakening? That's not a spiritual awakening. Does anybody know what that awakening has to do with? And it is an awakening of populace, of people. What does that awakening have to do with? Anybody know? Nobody? None of the men? Oh, Luke. Okay.
Souls.
No, not souls. Not soul winning. What's the awakening, Brother Alex?
I could be wrong, but it's a reactionary, knee-jerk reaction to what's happening today culturally.
You're on the right track. It's you see what's happening. We're moving farther away from freedom, farther away from liberty, farther away from the Constitution, more into statism, more into tyrannical control. Well, the Great Awakening is for more freedom. Even in Holland, they just voted a conservative in the sense of somebody that wants freedom from globalism, from statism, more individual liberty. This is the Great Awakening. And what's it doing? The mainstream media is raised up by corporations who are working with governments to keep people under control. And remember Mike Pence? Remember Mike Pence? Remember old Mike Pence? He was Trump's vice president. And remember when they hit us with the bioweapon from China? You all remember that? Well, when they hit us with that weapon, old Pence gets on the TV and he's working for the a globalist whore for the Republican Party, involved with the Republican Party, and he gets on the TV and he said, 15 days to flatten the curve. How many remember that? 15 days to flatten the curve. You don't remember that? Come on, raise your hand if you remember that. Help me out here. 15 days? It wasn't 15 days, friends. It went on and on. I'm just saying there is an awakening. Knowledge is increasing where the common man is awakening that there is globalism. I'm not talking about saved people now. I'm not talking about people that know the Lord. But I'm talking about people that are becoming aware of this one world government. Even people that don't know the Lord are becoming aware, because knowledge is still on the increase. And this is happening. What? Through alternate media sources. People going outside of the mainstream media. There was a time when you could only get your source through three media outlets, ABC, NBC, and CBS. That was it. And then it increased a little bit, you know. But now you could go to alternate sources, and you have to watch out with that. But you can learn things about globalism. And I remember Joe Slobodnik's son. He went to fight for our nation and for our freedom. And he is a war hero. He wanted our Constitution to be defended, our freedoms under God, our way of life to be defended. But toward the end, when he went home to be to heaven, in 2005, he got insight. Listen. And he was writing about it, and I read what he was saying. And he was saying, I really believe it's not between liberal and conservative, Democrat, Republican. It's not there. It's between globalism or transnationalism and nationalism. God wants individual countries, not a one-world government. That's Satan. God wants that, you see. And so you need to be not ignorant of Satan's plan, and you need to get into God's plan and what God's plan. And here's what I believe the globalists are doing. They have two trains going down the track right now. One train going down the track is to bring us all into a one-world government, one-world economy, cashless monetary system. Everything is controlled that you buy or sell. There is no currency that is only digital currency, no other currency, no Bitcoin, no dollars. That's one train track. And there are people that are seeing the other train. What's the other train? Freedom. Having our own money. Having our own nation, having our individual freedoms, and the ability to vote and our vote to count. And the globalists are trying to fight. You can't even talk about election fraud. Only when the demon rats say it could you talk about it. You can't talk about it now. But you know what? People are jumping off the globalist train, and they're getting on the freedom train. So you know what the globalists are doing? They're planning to blow up the freedom train. They're planning to blow up the tracks on the freedom train. Blow up the entire system. Blow it up. Why? So people will stay on the globalist train. Or you jump back on the globalist train. And where's that train going? Right into the beast. Right into the Antichrist. Right into hell. I'm just saying, we need to be aware of Satan's devices, and so I'm trying to teach on these things, and you know, I think of Donald Trump. When he came into power, I believe he was raised up to be for America and to fight the globalists, but you know what? He got duped himself. He put Pence in charge of that. He got duped himself. But I don't think he's there right now. I think he's learning some things, and I think if by God's grace he gets elected, he should put somebody like Robert Kennedy Jr. over that.
Yeah.
And put guys like that over that. And be aware of what is going on. But listen, you need more than just that awareness. You need to be spiritually aware.
Yeah.
You could be aware of globalism and still die and go to hell. You need to realize your sin and that you deserve to be punished and die, and to trust Christ and his death for you to save you. You need that so you can have the Holy Spirit. And once you get the Holy Spirit, you can see things that the world cannot see. I know people that I talk to that are friends and family. They know all about globalism. But they don't know Jesus. They even know about Jesus, but they don't know. Do you know the Lord? Do you have the Holy Spirit in you? If not, you're none of his. And if you are, there are certain marks of you, and you have a certain understanding. And I thank God for salvation and then for the understanding of the Bible and the Bible prophecy. And I've been studying it for 56 years, Bible prophecy. Then I've got a formal theological education, a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. By the way, I thank God for that, because I got some great Bible teachers that taught me prophecy, but it was the Holy Spirit that helped me understand it and to study it out. And then I've done my own personal study and looked at Bible teachers and compared it with the Word of God. And now I'm able to break down a lot of this stuff to benefit you so that you can look at it with your Bible and see it's in the Bible. And that's what I want to do, to use Scripture. And because why, Pastor? I don't want you to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And here's one more verse on that. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, it says this. He says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly," and that means completely or fully, "that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." In other words, do you know when the day of the Lord starts? Do you know when the 70th week starts? Do you know when the great tribulation starts? Do you know when the beginning of sorrow starts? He says, I don't need to write to you about these times and seasons. You know it perfectly. You've been taught this, and you have the Holy Spirit, and you have these things in mind. Listen, how many people were surprised, Donald Trump included, when in 2019, that old Bill Gates globalist thing was dropped on us? Do you remember that? And that brings me to the second point. The first point of my message, you're to hinder the globalist plan for this planet by your not being ignorant of their plan generally. And number two, by your not being ignorant of their plan specifically. And I want to give you for that one Matthew 24, verse 4. Listen up carefully. It says that Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." You see, you'll be deceived if you're ignorant of the plan of the globalist specifically. And there are certain teachings in the Bible. And Jesus said that the beginning of the last 7 years before Christ sets up his kingdom, that the first half of it, the first 3.5 years of it, is called what? Does one of the men know what the first 3.5 years of the 7 years is called? Luke.
The beginning of sorrows.
The beginning of sorrows. And sorrows means the Greek word birth pain. So it is the opening salvo of birth pangs, like when a woman water breaks and now she begins to go into labor. And so there are certain characteristics of the beginning of birth pangs that are there during the first 3.5 years. But don't let any man deceive you by saying to you that that 7 year period, including the first 3.5 years, is called, what do most people call that 7 year period? The what? One of the men tell me. What do they call that 7 year period?
End times.
End times. What specific end time do they call that?
The tribulation period.
The tribulation period. That's not the tribulation period. The first 3.5 years are the beginning of birth pangs. The middle of it starts the tribulation, the great. And then that is cut short by cosmic darkening and by the light of Christ returning to take his people out and judge the world. That begins the day of the Lord when he pours out his judgment right after the rapture. That's during the second 3.5 years that cut short the great tribulation. The second 3.5 years is here, but it's cut short. I've been saying this over and over again. The Thessalonians knew this. Do you know this? Do you specifically know these things? And we've been talking about all these things that lead up to the second coming of Christ. Do you know these things? See, if you don't, listen to me, if you don't, 2 Peter 3 will come into play when you get into the first part of the Great Tribulation, and then you get into the Great Tribulation. And what does 2 Peter 3 say? They'll say to you, "Where is the promise of his coming? You said you were going to be out of here before this. Now here this system is set up. You need to accept it. It's a wonderful peace on earth system. Where is the promise of his coming? You said he would come and rapture you out of here. Well, it's not happened. You see, people are going to be confused because they're being deceived. Jesus is warning you. Let no man, he says, deceive you. And then he began to talk about what the beginning of sorrows were going to be like, what the birth pangs. Now, by the way, as I study these birth pangs, they're already now happening. They're not in the concise fulfillment of the birth pangs of the first 3.5 years, but you're seeing a precursor of them already happening. My wife, before she had actual labor, had what's called Braxton Hicks contractions. How many have heard of that? Braxton Hicks contraction. She had that, and it was helping her to get ready to have the baby, but it wasn't the actual labor that began, beginning of the labor. But I'm just saying that we already have a precursor to these birth pangs. Why? Because the first thing it says is, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and deceive many." And we're going to see activity on the Temple Mount. We're going to see a Jewish Antichrist. And we're going to see legal sacrifices on the Mount. And when all of that activity happens, there's going to be a big press to accept the Jewish Antichrist as the Messiah. And it's going to start with the Jewish people. And that is going to happen. But even now we have false Christ. Amen. And this deception will grow. I think about something else that Jesus talked about. We're going to read about it in just a minute, and that's pestilences. Pestilences. In fact, let's look at verse 7 and the second part of it of Matthew 24. It says, "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom." That's talking about war. Don't the globalists stir up war? And you know why they stir up wars? To get people fighting each other so they can control everything.
Right.
And they fund both sides of the war. Well, that's going to happen during the first 3.5 years too. And I won't go into the specific wars, but there are specific wars. And then he says there's going to be rumors of wars and wars. Rumors of wars are news reports of wars, all stirred up by globalists that want all these wars. You notice when Trump was in, we didn't have any war. And now Biden's got in there, we got all kind of wars. Obama runs Biden, and Soros and Gates and the globalists run Obama. So you got wars. And there's going to be more of these at the beginning. And then he says, and let's go down to verse 7, and pestilence and famines. You remember the supply chain shortages? You remember the shutdown of the economy? They use that for control. They want to control you. They want to blow up the economy. You notice Trump had gas prices down, the economy good. Now you can't use your own oil and gas. Yeah, it's the globalists. They're running it. It's got like Jimmy Carter on steroids. And Obama, it's his second term. He's into it with Biden. Biden's his puppet.
Right.
And, you know, it's going on right now. People are seeing this go on. And so what we're saying to you is that there is coming pestilence. And you know what pestilence are. Pestilence are pandemics, bioweapons. And these bioweapons were released in Wuhan, China, by Fauci doing gain of research over there. And it is the China virus. And it was released there. And do you know all the flights to China were stopped? They said, well, why was it released in China? The Chinese were in on it. The communist leaders of the Chinese were in on it. And they stopped the flights to China because they wanted to blow up the rest of the world with it first and deal with them first. They didn't care about losing some of their people because what did they want to do? They wanted to blow up the economy. They wanted to shut down. And they destroyed businesses and economies that have never come back. And what was their goal? To take control. And that's what's going to happen in the beginning of the 7 years, that this is going to happen. Also, they wanted to reduce population. By the way, the numbers are now in. More people were killed by the jab than by the bioweapon itself, which was COVID. They call it COVID. More people were killed by the jab. And do you know what? The count now, and these are figures in, and I've looked at them, 20 million died from the jab so far. 20 million people worldwide from taking the jab. And you get myocarditis, you get cancer from it, you get all kinds of things that affect your body from it. And if you have, what do they call those things? Preconditions, you know, you have these conditions. Comorbidities, the big word for it. You have these things, and then you get this jab, boom, it kills you sooner or later. And if you're older, it'll kill you. And so people just sucked up to this and took this. Do you know what the best thing is? Do you know they launched this in 2019? When was the election for president? 2020, right? They launched it at the end of 2019. COVID-19. Right. Certification of Vaccine ID 19. They launched it. Do you know they already launched pandemic number two? You know what it is? It's not a big thing. It's a kind of a pneumonia. But you know what it hits? It hits kids. And you know when your kids get sick, you panic, right? You panic. Especially if it's a respiratory. You know where it's being launched right now? In China. In China. At the end of what year? 2023. Why? Because 2024, Trump is coming up again for election. They don't want that guy in there. They're as afraid of him as you can imagine. They're afraid of him because Satan knows he's going to give them trouble. So if Satan doesn't like him, I'm going to vote for him. But I'm just saying they're going to try to stop it, and they're going to try to do, they're already doing lockdowns in China. They want to do it in other countries, but people are more onto them this time. Remember when Fauci said, wear the mask? They're putting the mask on them in China now. He said, wear the mask, and then he said, don't wear the mask first. Then he said, wear the mask. Then he said, wear two masks. Then, you know, it was like, he was like the Catholics on eating meat. He changed. The fact of the matter is, all a mask does is make you breathe that pneumonia in and kill yourself faster. You need fresh air. That's just a bunch of baloney. That's science, falsely so-called. There's no science there. Baloney. You say, what do you do, Pastor? The same thing I said before. Strengthen your immune system. Eat right. Exercise right. Get your body healthy. Don't be a glutton and a dumb bunny. Be healthy. And get healthy food. And have vitamin C throughout the day. Have vitamin D. Have quercetin. Have zinc according to 50 or 60 milligrams a day. Selenium, garlic, and things like that. Now, Miss Angela told me when she gets sick, she puts onions on her feet. And it works. I don't know. Put the onions on your feet. Strengthen your immune system. Strengthen your... I have to laugh at that, though. Strengthen your immune system. Whatever it takes. Ben, you're shaking your head. I don't know. But anyway, whatever it takes. Get your immune system strong. Why? Because you take that jab, it may fight one kind of COVID with the wrong way, but then it ruins your immune system and you can't fight all the variations. And realize God has not given us a spirit of fear or panic, but of power, of love, and of a sound or healthy mind that you might face these things. I remember my son in California, he was telling me this today. He said, Dad, yeah, I remember. He said, I'll be honest. When I was out, I washed my clothes. I was worried about this. He called me up. He said, you're not having church services, are you? I said, let me ask you. Look out your window there in California. He looked out his window. I said, you see people going to buy pot? Yeah. I said, well, we're going to church then. I said, it's an essential service. Now, he came to say, you were right. You know, I understand it. You were right. They were duping us. And they are. Don't be deceived by this stuff. Don't be deceived by this stuff. They want to use ESGs. What's that? Environmental social governance. They give corporations points if they cooperate with them on things like carbon. By the way, global warming or climate change or too much carbon, science falsely so-called. I remember talking to people about that and telling that. What causes difference in warming? It's solar radiation. Read the book of Revelation. It's from the sun. Has nothing to do with carbon. That isn't influencing anything to any degree of concern. And plants breathe in carbon. They breathe out oxygen. Rebreathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon. God's got this. Don't listen to these liars. They want to control you. And read Psalm 91, verses 1 through 8. It talks about protecting you from pandemics. It worked for us back in 2019. It'll work for us in 2023 going into 2024. Don't go along with a guaranteed basic income. They want you off of free market capitalism so they can control your buying and selling. Don't go along with cashless buying digital currency. I went into a donut place today, not to buy donuts, but to put some candy in there for the school. And the lady said, "You want to get a cup of coffee?" I thought, well, I might as well, you know, putting the money in there, the candy in there. I got to get a cup of coffee. $2.50 for a cup of coffee. So things are going up. So I go, I didn't even have any cash. She said, "We don't take plastic." But she said, "I got a card thing. You could put your plastic in there." Well, I put my card. I was having trouble. So anyway, long story short, I said, "That's good you don't take cards. You take only cash because we need more of that, right?"
Yeah.
So work more with cash because they're trying to control. Same way with ballots. We need paper ballots, not the machines. They're ripping us off on our vote.
Right.
They're using technology to control us. So here it is tonight. Don't be ignorant of what's going on and go against their plan, Satan's plan for the planet, and stand for God's plan. But do it with the knowledge of the Bible, not just the popular knowledge of Alex Jones and the news, although that's good to know that. But know your Bible.
Right.
Know prophecy. And tell people about it. Because people need to know it, right? Amen and amen. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed. And I wonder tonight if you say prayer.